Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Tuesday, July the 31st, 2018. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are focusing on the 2018 election results. I know the nation is on tenterhooks. We are on edge. It's a miserable time for the vanquished and a happy moment for the victors. Either way, this is a historic election. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. As you'd know by now, we are also streaming live on our three websites, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. The results of yesterday's historic elections have started to come out, with ZANU-PF leading. Out of the 7 parliamentary constituencies announced so far, ZANU-PF has won 6, and the remaining one has gone to the MDC alliance. That's according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. And these constituencies are as follows. Marondera West, the winner is ZANU-PF, that's Spiwe Elizabeth Mukanyaidze. Mudzi North, ZANU-PF, the winner is Newton Kachepa. In Mashingo South, ZANU-PF won again, and their candidate was Claudius Maronga. Gwanda South, the MDC Alliance won, and their candidate was Patrick Duve. Mashingo West, ZANU-PF won with Ezra Chadzamira. Weza South, ZANU-PF again with Tinoona Macharika. And in Chiredzi East, it was ZANU-PF again with their candidate, Denford Masia. Ilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo zami sithandekayo lwenziwe ukhetho izolo, ukhetho obelukhangelelwe ngumhlaba wonke, ukhetho obelukhangelelwe nguZulu weZimbabwe jikelele. Okwesikhathi eside lwenziwe lwadlula lamhlanje sesikhangelane lempumela. Bawile abanengi, bavukile abanengi, badanile abanengi, bajabulile abanengi. Ibandla leZANU-PF phakathi kwama constituencies angu 7 asemenyezelwe yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. iZANU-PF ihamba phambili inqobe kwangu 6. iMDC Alliance yanqoba ku constituency eyodwa kuphela. Nanga ama constituencies akhona ngokulandelelana. iMarondera West kunqobe iZANU-PF. Mudzi North, kunqobe iZANU-PF. Maswingo South, kunqobe iZANU-PF. Gwanda South, kunqobe iMDC Alliance. Maswingo West, kunqobe iZANU-PF. Weza South, kunqobe iZANU-PF. Wazo the Chiredzi East, kwanqoba njalo iZANU-PF. Ndonyaya yetu kurukura zangu nasi pano pachirongwa chenyu, chirongwa che Studio 7. Sarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro dzinova sarudzo dzakanga dzakatarisirwa nevanhu vakawanda zvikuru asi nhasi komishini yeZEC inoona nekufambiswa kwesarudzo Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yatanga kuburisa zvakabuda musarudzo idzi. Yaburisa maconstituencies anoita 7 esarudzo dzekutsvaga vamiriri kana kuti nhengo dzedare reparamende. Mumaconstituencies 7 iwayo ZANU-PF yanonga 6, MDC yanonga 1 chete. Asi muchaziva kuti dare remakurukota reparamende rine nhengo dzakawanda 210 constituencies. Saka pari zvino ZEC yazivisa 7 constituencies chete. Marondera West yaenda kuZANU-PF kuna Spiwe Elizabeth Mukanyaidze. Mudzi North yaenda kuZANU-PF zvekare bato iranga richimirirwa na Newton Kachepa. Masvingo South yaenda kuna Claudius Maronga weZANU-PF. Gwanda South yaenda kuna Patrick Duve the MDC Alliance. Masvingo West yaenda kuZANU-PF uyezve angachi kwikwidza akamirira bato iri ndi Ezra achadzamira. Weza South yaenda kuZANU-PF kuna tinoona Macharika. Chirezi East ZANU-PF zvakare uyezve winner apa ndi Danford Masia. Very depressing times for the losers and impressive times for the winners as we bring you the election results tonight. Priscilla Chigumba, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, had a press conference earlier in the afternoon when she declared these results. And here's what she said. Let's take a listen to Chigumba.
I now have the singular honor of presenting to you some of the official results that have been received so far with regards to the National Assembly. In respect of Marondera West constituency, the results are as follows. Maslin Kunaka of the Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity Party received 597 votes. Maishoreva Amon of the MDC Alliance received 5,400 votes. Mari Adam of the People's Rainbow Coalition received 69 votes. Mavunga Richard Godfrey, an independent, received 559 votes. Mutokwani Chivero Stanley, an independent, received 90 votes. Muchetwa MacDonald of the MDCT received 368 votes. Mukanyaidze Spiwe Elizabeth of ZANU-PF received 7,619 votes. And accordingly, Mukanyaidze Spiwe Elizabeth of ZANU-PF party is hereby declared duly elected member of the National Assembly for Marondera West constituency. In respect of Mudzi North constituency, Peter Chabeka of the MDC Alliance received 2,753 votes. Chirpanyanga Silva, UANC, received 185 votes. Gomo Tichauna of the Code Party received 134 votes. Kachepa Newton of ZANU-PF received 14,575 votes. Mpanduki Anyway, an independent, received 3,110 votes, and accordingly, Kachepa Newton of ZANU-PF party has been declared duly elected member of the National Assembly for Mudzi North constituency. I'm going to share the rest of the results with the commissioners. Deputy Chairperson, would you like to pick one and announce it?
Masvingo South constituency in Masvingo province, we share with Action Independent, votes received 815. Mabure Knowledge, DZA, 500 votes. Makota Justin, MGC Alliance, 2,353 votes. Maronga Claudius, ZANU-PF, 9,228 votes. Matongo Lovemore, MGC Alliance, 1,443 votes. Mavaire Tawanda, TRC, 2,545 votes. Senda Simon, UDA, 141 votes. Accordingly, Maronga Claudius of ZANU-PF party has been duly declared elected member of the National Assembly for Masvingo South constituency.
I'd like to thank the commissioners and to advise you that this is just 7 constituencies out of the 210 constituencies that we have, and that as and when the results trickle in, we will come in and announce them to you. And again, before I leave, I would like to appeal to you to bear with us for the simple reason that these are harmonized elections. We have three tiers of elections. We have three methods of transmission of these results, and that we're doing the best that we can, and we will try to the best of our ability to speed up the process.
That there was ZEC chairperson Priscilla Chikumba addressing a news conference earlier today when she announced the first batch of the 2018 election results. Ukhulumile ukubana iyeza enye impumela bazayithula ngokuya kwelanga. Manje apho amai Priscilla Chikumba vanova chairperson we Zimbabwe Electoral Commission vachitaura kuti vawina muma constituencies anokwana 7 avabuditsa nhasi masikati ndivanani, uyezve vataura ivo kuti vachange vachiburitsa zvimwe zvakawanda nekufamba kwenguva muzuva ranhasi. And we have our first guest, that's Paul Mangwana, the ZANU-PF acting spokesperson. Good evening, Mr. Mangwana, and welcome.
Good evening.
Yes, how are you faring as ZANU-PF? So far you have scored 6 out of 7. How do you view your chances?
Well, we are happy with the initial outcome of the results. We hope we will continue to do very well as further results are announced. As you know, traditionally we have always been strong in the rural areas, and as more results come out, we think and expect that this kind of scenario will continue.
Asi muri kuona muchihwina here, tiri kuona mamwe ma results asiri formal though, achibuda mumaguta Bulawayo, Harare, muri kuonekwa kunge muri kurakazva ne MDC Alliance ikapo Mangwana, handizvo?
Handisi kuziva ma results amuri kuona, indakamirira ma results achauya neZEC. Asi chandinoziva ndechekuti nekuda kwezvatakamirira pamhuri yeZimbabwe, tinotokunda NDC chete. Tinovakunda nokuti nemaprogramu anoita kuti upenyu hwavanhu hudakare, huite zvakanaka. Hatisi kumbotsva kana tinoziva kuti kubva pauya new dispensation, takaratidza vana veZimbabwe kwatoda kuvaendesa tichitungamirirwa navamunangagwa. Saka mhuri yeZimbabwe yakatotivhotera, tinozviziva. Tangomirira kuti veZEC vapedze basa ravo rokuverenga mavhosi acho vaanaunsa kuti amira sei, asi tine chivimbo chokuti mhuri yeZimbabwe ine rudo napurezidhendi wedu vamunangagwa.
Saka muri kuona muchihwina kumadhorobha nekumamisha kwese?
Tino tagara isusu tinonyanya kuhwina kumamisha. Kumadhorobha tichanonga-nonga, asi kwatoziva tinonyanya kuhwina kumamisha.
And Mr. Mangwana, the MDC Alliance is also claiming victory in this election. Let's take a listen ke silalele ngoba iMDC Alliance iti isinqobile kulolu khetho. The MDC Alliance vari kuti vakunda musarudzo izi, nokudaro vari kuti vaNelson Chamisa ndivo vachaita mutungamiri wenyika. Earlier, the MDC Alliance official, or principal, if you will, Mr. Tendai Biti, addressed a press conference, and this is what he had to say.
We have now received from our agents across the country the results of the 2018 election. The results show beyond reasonable doubt that we have won this election, and that the next president of Zimbabwe is Advocate Nelson Chamisa. These results were extrapolated from V11 forms that in some cases were posted outside polling stations in compliance with the law, and in some cases they were handed over to our agents, candidates, in compliance with the law. We will now hope that the Zimbabwe Election Commission will follow its constitutional and legal obligation defined in the legal in the Electoral Act of formally announcing the result that is consistent with what we have gathered through our own parallel voter tabulation process. As we, you know, we set up command centers in every constituency, command centers in every district, command centers in every provinces, where we were tabulating our own data. And as I've said before, we are very grateful to the people of Zimbabwe for showing faith in our alliance and showing faith in Advocate Nelson Chamisa. We are, however, seriously concerned about evidence of interference with the people's will that is being displayed by the authorities. So, for instance, as I'm talking to you right now, there is a deliberate delay in formally announcing results. So ZEC is taking its time in transmitting results from polling stations towards and to constituency centers. And this delay is totally unacceptable, particularly in places like in urban centers like Harare, Bulawayo, Mutare, Gweru, Mashingo. The results are not being moved from polling stations to command centers. So again, if I can give an example of Harare East, they have not yet announced the results. They have not yet announced and pushed the results to the command center at Oriel Boys High School in Chisipiti, despite the fact that we completed the entire voting process around 3 a.m. Last night. We know that it is in this period of delay and uncertainty that merchants of chaos, that bishops of electoral fraud will do their own things. So we are calling upon ZEC to immediately comply with the law and start making the formal declarations at constituencies as is required by the law.
That was MDC Alliance Principal Tendai Biti addressing a press conference earlier today. Ubekala Ubiti esithi iZEC kayiqhubi kuhle umsebenzi okhulume ngokuthi bafihla ama V11 forms ayiwo akhipha ama results kuma polling centers atshiyeneyo. Uthe endaweni ezitshiyeneyo iZEC iyawafihla. Kanti ke uthi njalo ubaba uNelson Chamisa umkhokheli weMDC Alliance nguye osenqobile kulolu khetho ngabalako ukuthandabuza ngalokho ngokutsho kwakhe uBiti. Uqhubeke wakhuluma enye into engani ihlasimulisa umzimba kancane lanxa itape yakhe ibinde kodwa siqumele endleleni. Uthe uBiti bathole impiko yokuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uConstantino Chiwenga usebathumele abantu ukuthi bababulale yena uBiti lo mnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ndoza taura na wabiti pa press conference vari kuti va Nelson Chamisa va wina sarudzo idzi nokudaro ndivo vachaita mutungamiri wenyika kubva parizvino. Vataura zvekare vabiti vari kuti ZEC aidi kuburisa ma forms anoitwa anonzi ma V11 ayo anoratidza kuti vanhu vavhota sei pama polling stations akasiyana siyana. Uyezve vataura zvimwe zvinokasikamadza vati ivo mutungamiri mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vari kuiedza kuvauraya vatumira vanhu kuti vavauraye ivo vabiti navaNelson Chamisa. Mr. Mangwana, you heard for yourself what Mr. Biti said. Your response? Mr. Mangwana?
Dati ziroto, zinoramba ziri ziroto, vatenda ibiti, varikurota, vachiwina, asi havawini. Nokuda kwokuti vana veZimbabwe ndo vanovhota, ndo vanoziva kuti achatungamirira nyika yavo ndiani. Saka indiro ziwa kuti havana chava wina. Takamirira kuti Zeki ndiye akapiwa simba nomutemo kuti anenge ahwina ndiani. So isaka marizauta achabva kuZeki. Kana ivo vari ng'anga vaine uprofita hwokuziva kuti vahwina sei, tichazoona kuti anotaura chokwadi muprofita wavo neng'anga yavo here, kana kuti iZeki inenge ichitarisa marizauta amavhotero aita vana veZimbabwe. Saka isusu veZANU-PF tiri vanhu vanotevedza mutemo, takamirira kunzwa kuti Zeki ichatiudza kuti maelections afamba sei. Izvi zvokuda kunyepera Vice President vedu General Chiwenga kuti vati vanoda kuvauraya. Manyepo, vanhu vaurayira chii? VaChiwenga havaurayi munhu. Tinoziva kuti VaChiwenga ndi Vice President wenyika yedu, vachatungamirira. Vacharamba vachitungamirira nokuti ZANU-PF inohwina. Kana vachifunga kuti pana vatiretina kuvauraya, ngavaende kumapurisa. Asi pandoziva ndechokuti vatendai biti havasi worth talking about. Munhu anongoti gwakumukwako aramba kumira nepati yaakafoma yeMDC. Saka handina nguva yekuramba ndichitaudzana navo nezvematongero enyika, nokuti munhu asingazivi kwandakenda nenyaya dzepolitics.
Aha, thank you there, Mkoma Mangwana. Please do stay on the line. That's acting as ZANU-PF spokesperson, Paul Mangwana, talking to us there from Harare as the nation remains on tenterhooks tonight, anticipating the election results. So far, ZANU-PF is in Mwabe Emarondera West, Muzi North, Masingo South, Masingo West, Weza South, Chiredzi East, MDC Alliance in Mwabe Ekwanda South, Kupela, Kuma constituencies angu 7, ase Kichiwe, Vachangoti Bata, Chirongwa ndechenyu, nefenyuro ndenyu, nefenyuro inotema isina kwa ya karere kera, nefenyuro ye Studio 7. Tichimunzira nasi zvabuda musarudzo dzanezuro. Nekutaura kweZeki, ZANU-PF iri kutungamira pama constituencies 7 abudiswa. Yahwina kumarondera West, Muzi North, Masingo South, Masingo West, Weza South, Chiredzi East, asi MDC Alliance ya wina kugwanda Central parizvino chete. Asi makandidates akawanda pasarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika. Avanqobe avancitise ukhetho lokudinga amalunga lokudinga umongameli welizwe liyakwazi bebe ngu 22. Kodwa njengokukhuluma kwami kwezinye inhlelo, ngakhuluma ngathi abantu abazahamba phambili lapha bavili kuphela, ubaba uMnangagwa lo Chamisa. Njalo ngempumela esesiyibonile yiko konoko umama uMakhupe uThokozani Khupe oMDCT, hayi kayenzi kuhle mpela. Ama results esesiwabonile amanengi, uthola o0 into efanayo kumama uMjuru lo baba uNkosana Moyo. Angilesi pata mandlasi MDC kaMakhupe umnumzana Dan Moyo okonapa eMelika. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Full disclosure, Dan Moyo is my friend. We talk outside of work and I've told him and my other friend Muzi that they will be shellacked in this election. What say you now, Mr. Moyo?
Well, it's not over until it's over, Mr. Nkomo. There's only 7 constituencies that have been announced, like you rightfully said. So we have to wait until all the results are out before we can outright concede defeat, because right now we have not been defeated yet because the results are not out yet.
But your presidential candidate is performing really bad. It's dismal, Mr. Moyo, if you have seen returns from various constituencies.
Mr. Nkomo, I have seen several different routes all over social media. The only legit ones right now are the seven that you announced, which were announced by Judge Chikumba earlier today. Everything else is just hearsay, and until all those results are out, we are just going to wait and see and then comment fully when the results are out. Yes, maybe judging from the so-called results that are being shared on social media, it does look like we're not doing well. But I've seen different results where they are showing big numbers. You said most of them are zeros. I've seen quite a few that have like several hundreds. So really, at the end of the day, we should just wait and see what the official results come out as.
Aha, kodwa ubona linqoba yini lithola even one isithi eParliament mnumzana moya?
Yeah, well, ama chances awona akhona ngoba we did our best sisenza ama door-to-door campaign nabantu, but njengoba sazi lawe besingela ama resources from ekuqaleni vele, this was just we operated on a shoestring budget besingena imali, sidinga nalezi mali ukuthi sizame lathi ukuthi sibonakale even nje lokuprinta ama t-shirts lento esifana lalezo, but okusalayo abantu beZimbabwe yibona abazodecide.
Aha, siyabonga mnumzana moyo. Please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Vamangwana. I'm looking at the Norton constituency. Norton, I know it has not officially been declared by ZEC, but here is what we know, and this is the truth. But again, ZEC has to declare this as official. Kunoton, Themba Mliswa was the Member of Parliament. He won that constituency as an independent after being kicked out of ZANU-PF. Tonight we can report unofficially that Themba Mliswa has retained his Norton seat after garnering 16,857 votes against the MDC Alliance's 7,850 and also against ZANU-PF's 4,255. Interestingly, the candidate who was the ZANU-PF candidate who was going up against Mliswa is President Mnangagwa's special advisor, Chris Mtswangwa, an individual seen by many as cocky, at times outright arrogant. Tonight, Chris Mtswangwa has fallen by the wayside. Va Mangwana, morukuti chine izos.
ZEC has not announced the results of the Norton constituents, and the law only requires me to comment on what ZEC has pronounced. What you are telling me is speculation. I don't know where you have picked it from, and therefore I will not commit a crime by responding to rumors. I can only respond and make a comment on official results which are pronounced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
I get it, Mr. Mangwana. I wasn't trying to trap you to go to jail.
Not make me an accomplice in a crime you are committing. Please face the music on your own.
I'm not going to face the music, Mr. Mangwana, because I said... No, it's not
a
crime.
The law does not allow you to pronounce any results.
I said...
You're busy trying to do so.
I said this is an official...
You are not even supposed to announce what you call an official result.
Okay.
Only one electoral authority in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
That is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
I get it.
If you know anything, keep it to yourself. Until the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has pronounced the results of an election, I will not assist you and abet you in committing an electoral offense.
I get it, Mr. Mangwana. And the bottom line, though, is the unofficial result is what I've said. But
there's
Mr. Mangwana,
called unofficial results. They are only electoral results. Let's wait for the electoral results to be pronounced by the legal authority which is empowered to announce electoral results.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you cause panic and pandemonium. That is the reason why the law prohibits anyone else from pronouncing results until the electoral body does so.
Thank you there, Mr. Mangwana, again.
I'm giving you free legal advice. I'll not send you.
I get it. I appreciate that. Again, people, you are very smart at home. You are listening. This is unofficial. We have a listener on the line. Mtereri, wa kadi yako?
Ndipo wangu makadi nyo.
Aiwa, ti no fara kana mchifara oma. Ati bata mure gubi?
Ndakubata ndiri kwa Mtare, Bocho.
Kwa Agamira sei?
Kwa Mtare, Bocho, kwa kanaka.
Ma vota sei koko?
Kano, utaka vota kwa kanaka zedu.
Maka vota kwa kanaka.
Anzi
Zanu PF iriko winner. 6 out of 7 so far. That's an A plus. Murukuzona sei za Buda Parisin.
Yeah, Zabuda Parisino asidi kunya kuti chiri sango mamtinga mili. Kikonzerende kuti izo zvinhu mukatarisa Zanu PF iri kumanya kubudisa mari dzauti ekumaruwa kana zvati ndoko inokunda. Mukatarisa pa 7 constitution dzizvi dzinedze kumasvingo. Ne kuna na marondera East kuma reserve. Out of 210 constituencies, we only know we have 7. Why this is Zanu PF could be 6 and we got 1 the same challenge. So we can't panic. It's too early for Mangwana or Kutora for the ATA winner. Mozi, if you can away at least 203 constituencies that are at one winner, we are still in the ground.
Asi makavota murunyararo kwakanga kusina kuvhundusirana kana kuti mirizhonga.
No, mirizhonga kwaka kusina. We only have some slight incidents zvekuti mavoters were confused. Ma lines aimbopota achimbononoka due to lack of voter education from that. Ndo matambudziko atina uyo, but kuvhota takavhota zvakanaka. And we are expecting a very good victory. Victory is certain to us. Because we know that.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa mukoma wangu.
Maita yenyu mukoma mutunga midi. Murando muchifonerawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Siyavonga vayakhuluma avalaleli vestudio 7 kuFacebook. Bobson and Jovu uti wena kodwa kunzima lokho. Only 7 constituencies. Yebo, sebe kipe 7 kuphela. Ulinzi Hamon uti Tunga uMangwana lo ukanya a confident kakhulu, very confident, Mr. Mangwana they. Chumza Ella Makwena says all these people kwamele vafunde ukulinda achi ukweka. Tumza Makwena uti njalo lengoma ingakakhali. Busani mbuso ntini bla 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 on MDC Togo. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Moyo. Alubana ngiyaphinda njalo ngiyagcizelela. Alubana iZanu PF ithe yanqoba kulolu khetho. Kuza kutshoni ke khonoko kukusasa leZimbabwe.
Back to ground zero, Mfukankomo. So kumele siregroup siqale phansi siqale ukulungiselela 2023 ngoba indlela yakhona indelay. iZanu PF ukuthi wina kanjani namanje kusho ukuthi makungasiyo rigging, then it's a mystery ngoba ayikho into abayenzela nje isizwe sakithi abantu esingathi abantu bangayivotela for. So kuyadida ingqondo ukuzama ukudingisisa ukuthi kahle kahle makuyikuthi ngempela ngeqiniso lonke abantu bakithi bayayivotela iZanu yini abacabanga ukuthi bazoyithola abesileke ukuyithola iminyaka yonke le ngu-38 iZanu PF ibusa. So ngempela maseqinisweni, that's why wonke umuntu ubona nje bebona kunzima ukubhiliva ama-results akhombisa ukuthi iZanu winile, ngoba iZanu ngaphandle kokubhidliza ilizwe ayikho nje into esike yayenzela abantu abangathi hayi iZanu siyayibonga. So kunzima ukuthi, ngakho-ke thina kithi sidaluta continue ngoba vele i-revolution yokuthi iZimbabwe ikhululeke kusameleliwe ngandlela zonke.
Aha, thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Qhubeka ubambile konapho. Nabamangwana Please do stay on the line, both as we continue coverage of the 2018 election results. Only seven constituencies have been called so far by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Six of them are going to ZANU-PF and just one going into the MDC Alliance. So far, from what we have seen, it has been a disaster for other presidential candidates and parties like Dr. Thokozani Kuphe, Nkosana Moyo, Mai Mjuro. Things are not looking very well. This race seems to be between ZANU-PF and the MDC Alliance. And joining me in the studio is Pride Mukono. Pride, ndinokugamuchira ngiyakwamukela. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here, listeners, and to be discussing this important issue about our nation, where our nation goes, and democracy and elections in Zimbabwe.
And Pride Mukono is a Mandela Washington fellow currently here in the United States. Pride, you have seen the preliminary results. ZANU-PF are bagging six out of seven, and the MDC are managing only one. And the rest of the candidates are really remaining way, way behind. What's your take so far?
I think, firstly, the results being announced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission reflect its bias that we have observed during the entirety of this electoral process. The way they have structured the announcing of results is contrary to what we have received, at least by verification of the parallel voter tabulation process that is currently being undertaken by the opposition and by the civic society. We know, for example, that in Harare, all the Harare constituencies have completed voting and tabulation of those results, and they are available to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission if they have not been announced. We also know that in Bulawayo, counting and tabulation has also been completed. Those results have not been announced. So the idea of announcing these results in batches is basically to try and dampen the people's spirit and resolve for change, which they showed in without any equivocation when they cast their ballots yesterday. We saw the long queues that were set. We saw the frustration that they tried to do by delaying the process. So this is really part of a long and ongoing process of trying to rig the electoral outcome and have it predetermined and being far off from the reality of what people actually expressed in the ballot when they cast yesterday.
Kodwa indaba yokuriga ama elections okhuluma ngayo Pride sokuyinhlala yenza nje naso sonke nxa kulokhetho iopposition ingadliwa bathi kurigiwe. Kodwa ubufakazi ubokuthi kurigwe njani izano irige njani kabakazi basethulele kubona aso ucatsa ngomunwe nje yini khonoko ukuthi kuba le rigging abantu bechaya fair.
Achi, asokucasha ngomunwe, and njalo abalaleli abaningi bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sithi ikuriga singakhangela ukuthi i-election leyi sifike kiyo njani. Siyabona ukuthi kube lezi gaba, what I can say, ama periods of rigging that have been designed by ZANU-PF from the start of this electoral process. Okokuqala kwakuyi-voter registration process. So, sabanga umsindo njenge-civic society, sabanga umsindo ama-opposition political parties, esithi ama-voter registration centers malutshwana kuma-urban areas la kuma-strongholds wonke awe-opposition. That was the first step. Kwabuya indaba ye-voters roll. Sakhuluma sathi sifuna i-voters roll e-final, e-clear ukuthi labantu. Basinika i-voters roll esayinikwa yi-ZEC. Sayikhangelisisa sabona ukuthi ilama-areas amaningi kulabantu abanga-existiyo, kulabantu abangu-250 abasebenzisa i-address eyodwa ongazange kwenzakale, which in real life it doesn't make sense. We pointed that out. And there were matches and pressure to say ZEC must reform. But ZEC simply refused. Yayali ZEC. So nxa sisithi ama-election ayentshontshwa, asi liqiniso elikhona into ongumuntu yakwazi kodwa esikhona ukuthi thina njengaba abafuna democracy njengaba bafuna i good governance kumele siyenzene and into enkulu ekhona kathesi ukuthi besides all this abantu bezimbabwe bahambe bayavota bakhethe uChamisa ukuthi ebe ngumongameli wabo lokho siyakwazi ngoba ama results eso sawabonile avela kuma polling station asitshengisa khona ukuthi hatch abantu bezimbabwe bathi bafuna uChamisa abakhokhele kodwa izeg lezandu pf sezihlele phansi sebehlalela ama results wona lawo abasawakhiphi abasakhulume ngakho so ikho esikuthi ikujontshile election akula into eziningi esingazenza njengabantu nje civic society opposite ngoba into esisebenzisayo sebenzisa izinto ezipeaceful and democratic so kumele sinxa sile siyakwazi ukujengisela labona ama demonstrations ayenza MTC from 2015 uTsankrayise sekhona high massive abantu befuna ukuthi sifuna ama elections ethu ahambe kanje kodwa konke lokhu akulungisiswanga sesifike kulesi sigaba sesikhona futhi siyakhuluma lezo zinto so kusihlengisa ukuthi iZANU PF ifuna ukuyenza ama election nje ukuthi ikukhanya ngani kule democracy eZimbabwe kodwa sikwasakula.
Aha, for those who've just joined in, it's 20 minutes before the hour of 9. We are talking the 2018 election results tonight as ZEC has announced seven constituencies so far. From the parliamentary race, ZANU-PF, of course, getting six out of seven, and the MDC Alliance pocketing one. Ndisatinda uya kwamuri vamangwana ndimboverenga zviri kutaurwa pa Twitter nemtungamiri we MDC Alliance va Nelson Chamisa nava Emerson Mnangagwa ve ZANU-PF vanovazve mtungamiri wenyika. This is what Nelson Chamisa tweeted early in the morning today. He said, winning resoundingly, we now have results from the majority of the 10,000 polling stations. We have done exceedingly well, awaiting ZEC to perform their constitutional duty to officially announce the people's election results. And we are ready to form the next government. Ngubaba uChamisa ke loyo ndiva Nelson Chamisa abo vachitaura pa Twitter kuti vari kuwina sarudzo iyi uyezve vatogadzirira kuumba hurumende. Ubekhuluma ke lapo ubaba uChamisa enkundleni yeTwitter ukuti uyanqoba njalo sezimisele ukubumba uhulumende womanyano. Ngakolunye uhlangothi ubaba uMnangagwa wancintisa emele iZANU PF njalo ongumongameli welizwe yena eloba la enkundleni yeTwitter uthe, good morning Zimbabwe, I am delighted by the high turnout and citizen engagement so far. The information from our representatives on the ground is extremely positive. Waiting patiently for official results as per the constitution. Avo vanga vari va Mnangagwa vachinyora pa Twitter nhasi vachiti zvavari kuwana kubva kuvanhu vakavamirira musarudzo idzi zvinoratidza kuti haiwa vangava vachikunda uti Mnangagwa ubufakazi abutola vukombo kuvana uyanqova kulolukhetho kodwa uChamisa kolunye hlangoti uti laye uyanqova asaziyo zala nkomoni ukhetho impumela yonke kumele sibe sesiyazi within 5 days from ilanga lokhetho. Vamangwana ndimbo udzoka kwamuri vatereri vari kutaurawo paFacebook apa vari kubvunza kuti nhai vamangwana mukahwina ZANU-PF ikahwina zvizvitsva zvamatadza kuitira nyika mumakore ese apfuura aya zvamuchaita gore rino.
Ira maelections asati aitika. Saka kune vakagutikana nemhinduro yandakavapa vakatovhotera ZANU-PF. Avo vachamisa vari kufunga kuti vahwina, ndinongova reminder kuti if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Chirungu chandakadzidziswa ndiri mugrade 7 ende ndine shuwa nokuti vakapfuura napo vakazvinzwawo kuti if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Iko zvino handidi kutambisa simba rangu ndichiingeja navanhu kuti ndivakonvince why vachifanira kunge vachivhotera ZANU-PF.
Do basa randa ipana unge ndakaita rando ziva kuti takatoita na vamwe vedu vekuzanu PF kuconvince ma voters. Chavapo ndechekuti titerere kuti zvatakaparidzira vanhu vakazvizwa here vakagutikana vakativotera. I don't want to waste my energy convincing the listener why ZANU PF should be in power. Instead, ndayakapedza energy yangu ndichi convince ma voters kuti vativotere zvandinoziva kuti takatoita navamwe vedu veZANU PF. Hati waste energy nokutaura zvatofanira kuitira vanhu isi takatoitira vanhu. Muchirungu tinongoti the facts are there for everyone to see. ZANU PF yakashandira vanhu, iri kushandira vanhu, yaunza new dispensation, iri kuinda mberi nokugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika kuti vanhu vawane mabasa vagare zvakanaka. Ndine chokwadi chokuti meseji takaendesa kuvanhu vakainzwa vakativotera president vedu vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kuhwina hands down.
Asi muna 2013 vamangwana makambovimbisa vanhu mabasa anokwana iwo 1 million anosvika 2 million rather.
The old dispensation handina mandate yokuresponda on behalf of the president watakabvisa mupower. Ndinoda kutaura nezviri kuitwa navamunangagwa vava kutungamirira Zimbabwe zvinodakadza.
But the only difference is that you removed Mugabe as an individual and everyone else is there who was there in 2013.
We have the capacity to correct our own leadership challenges. Takazviita isusu. Vamwe vanotobvisirwa mutungamiriri nokufa. Isu tinotarisa toona kuti mutungamiriri haana kwachatiendesa. Toshandisa constitution yedu. Tobvisa. Tine inonzi self-correcting mechanism. Saka takatogadzirisa zvanga zvichikanganisika muZANU PF. Tikaisa vamunangagwa mupower vakuendesa nyika mberi.
Thank you there, Mr. Mangwana, and please do stay on the line. On the other line, I have Dan Moyo of the MDC, Thokozani Kupe. And joining me now is Mr. Douglas Monzora of the MDC Alliance. Va Monzora, maswera sei?
Ii, taswera, edu, kana maswera o.
Taswera, anzi, tiruku murakasha na va Mangwana, shwaka mira sei?
Well, my results are that Titaona so far announced one do Emma 7, my constituencies are announced one as a Kutanga, and Ipapa 7, Ipapo, and the Popatine one is a Trukunzi Tawina Ipapa. I see Panengua Panepanguino, Tiricumbo, Mirida, a parrot water tabulation, Irkuit, Quia, Tubita Tega, Kuyedo, Squib, Chitasa Marzal, Achota, Pesana, Sakaiko, Zuzgos, Ataka Mirida, I see a Paris, Paris, you know, ZANU PF, Pane 6 Iwayo. Yanga ichinzi yakatungamira nezeke asi ndozvo zvatakasanga tamboongorora kuti ichokwadi here.
Aha, asi muri kuona muchigona kuovertake ZANU PF here zvikuru sei kumaruva uko because my results tiri kuona although unofficial ari kuratidza kuti ZANU PF aiwa iri kumberi.
Kuti ZANU PF zvayakaita yaishandisa chibage, yaishamisa mbeu, chitenga mavotes. Asi tiri kuona kuti taita zvakanaka chaizvo mumadhorobha, muHarare, Mutare, Bulawayo kwese, Tawina, nana Kwekwe and part of Gweru. So tiri kushanda zvakanaka, tiri kufungidzira kuti togona kuzongoi overtake chef yacho. Asi zvichaonekwa izvo panenge papera marizalsi ese.
Vatendai biti vanova mumwe wenyu muMDC Alliance vambotaura kuti vachiwengwa vanova mutungamiri emutevedzero wemutungamiri wenyika. Vari kuda kuuraya ivo vabiti navachamisa. Munogona kutaura nezvazvo here izvo?
Handina humbo hwakakwana ne mashoko iwayo, asi ndinofungidzira ini kuti vabiti somunhu wabveka se a very senior person, handifungi kuti vangataura zvinhu vasina humbo hwakakwana. asi ni umboyo wa andina zangu asi na kana chini chokwa zvino zvekuti hatifaniri kumbo ngezvichiregerwa zvichiitika izvozvo hatifaniri kusvika panyaya yekuurayana nenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kuramba tichida kudeura ropa revamwe vedu zvino izvizvi zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvisina kunaka zvachose saka handina zvangu umboo chokwadi chacho chakamira sei asi kana chiri chokwadi ichocho zvimashoko anosunda zvikuru.
And suppose ZANU PF wins, and this is a big suppose, Mr. Monzora, what would that mean for Zimbabwe?
Well, it would be a sad day for Zimbabwe. Here are people who have spent 30 years running down this country. So for them to be given another mandate to run from the country, nothing will improve. These are the very, very same people who have destroyed this country, the rule of law, they have brought dictatorship and so on. So forget about saying that Mnangagwa is now the new president because he was part and parcel of the old regime, of the Mugabe regime. He is responsible for running, partly responsible for running down the country. So very sad day for Zimbabwe and a very sad day for our democracy.
Thank you there, Mr. Monzora, and please do stay on the line. Also, Mr. Mangwana and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line as we wrap up. Pride, your last word. I've just 1 minute. 1 minute. Let's wrap up things. Your future. I know you are here as Mandela Washington Fellow. Madziziswa zvakawanda neutungamiri wenyika. Zvizva uchange uchiita kana wadzokera kuZimbabwe zvikuru sei panyaya dzeutungamiri dzeutungamiriri.
I think what is clear, chaenda toenda chadzokera muZimbabwe, toramba tichishanda nevechidiki, tichikurudzira gwara remuZimbabwe kuti vana sevechidiki tinge tiripo panoitwa madecisions egovernment yedu. We continue to provide leadership in the young people's movement and encouraging young people to participate as they have done overwhelmingly in this election, and we'll continue making sure working for Zimbabwe to be a fully democratic country and warding off the machinations of the old to try and impose their will on us. We will provide leadership in that capacity. We will further and more critically work towards ensuring that the economic conditions of our people are improved in the various sectors where we work in. Those are the things that we go back and do. But more and also critically, I'm encouraging young people in Zimbabwe to go out there and have their voice heard on the streets and defend their vote which they cast yesterday.
Thank you very Pride Siyabonga for it.
Niyabonga lan.
Mr. Moyo, let me come to you. You have 1 minute. Give us your last word. Whither thou Zimbabwe?
Yeah. I think when we hear Mnangagwa talk of the new dispensation and we hear Chamisa talk of behold the new, really we should start on a new footing in Zimbabwe if we're serious about seeing our country move forward. I'm disturbed that both gentlemen found it within themselves to violate the Electoral Act by campaigning illegally when they should have stopped campaigning. I would like to see the Constitutional Court really take stern measures against them so that we can send a strong signal to the international community that lawlessness is not going to be accepted anymore in the new Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Mangwana, Mr. Monzora, please do stay on the line. Ndimbo Tora Mumwe Zvekare, Mandela Washington Fellowship, ari mustudio muno mwakadiyako.
Ndiripo zvamwe kadini.
Ndiripo edu zita unoitwa.
Maria Malomalo.
Maria Malomalo. Maona kazvaitika kuZimbabwe, hanzi ZANU PF iri kutungamira. Zvinhu zvamanga makatarisira.
No. It's pretty much shocking. And very sad, because I think that Zimbabwe has come a long way. And when we look at, I think for me, I reflected on what this means and where we are right now. And one of the things I noted was that we had a military coup last year. That was a military coup. And to me, the Mnangagwa government is not going to give up so easily. So this is the time that Zimbabweans are supposed to rise up and reclaim their vote.
Rise up how? But, you know, if ZANU-PF wins, it means the people have spoken. Whoever wins, the people have spoken. So how can you go against the will of the people?
But the people have not spoken. The problem is that the results are taking too long to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we have results of some polling station? I was listening to a press conference by ZEC, and one of the issues that they said was that because there was no electricity, we couldn't count votes, they're coming up with so many excuses. So how are we supposed to believe that this vote is a legitimate vote? And that is the question. We want to know how legitimate the process is. Because at the end of the day, we might say that, okay, ZANU-PF has won and it's okay. But is it really a reflection of what people want?
Mm-hmm. Maria Malo. So, kwanga kwanga mira se kumandela Washington Fellowship. How was the program?
It was very good. Kwanga kwanga mira mushe. And we learned about servant leadership, which I really don't see much of in our leaders in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reflect, sometimes when I reflect on the leadership that ZANU-PF has shown us, it's not worth being called a form of leadership, really.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Maria Malo. Malo, as we wrap up, Mr. Mangwana, your last word. You have 1 minute.
I want to thank the people of Zimbabwe for voting in peace and maintaining peace. I still want to implore them to maintain the exemplary behavior they have shown. We have come a long way in establishing democracy in our country. And this vote which we did yesterday is a culmination of our desire for democracy. I want to implore every other person who has a different opinion to learn to respect the voice of the majority. If the majority of Zimbabweans voted for ZANU-PF, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us remain calm and composed and look forward to the development of our country under the able leadership of none other than Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa.
Thank you there, Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Monzora, your last word.
To all Zimbabweans to keep their fingers crossed as we get the final results. We want to make it clear that we stand for peace and we are going to be acting within the law in whatever we do. If we have any disagreements with anyone, we are going to do it law. But this is our country. We have to rebuild our country together. And I want to say to those candidates who have not succeeded that should not lose heart. They should try to do better next time. But this is our country. We need peace in our country. We do not want bloodletting in our country for whatever reason. That is, should not be done. That should not be accepted at all.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Mr. Monzora. Thank you, gentlemen. You just heard from Mr. Douglas Monzora of the MDC Alliance. You also heard from ZANU-PF acting spokesperson, Mr. Paul Mangwana, as well as MDCT, Thokozani Kupe, chairperson for the United States province. Dan Moyo, Lizwile Njalo, Ngibelo Pride Mukono, Ogumandela Washington Fellowship, Konapa Emeliga, Lo Maria Malomalo, Sebe Kivage Ushelo Lwabo, Lema Ndela Washington Fellowship, Zulugandava, Murie Zimbabwe, Changa Chiri Chirongwa Che, New Che Studio 7, Tichimunzirai, Zwabuda, Musarudzo, Asi, Rwendo ruchiri rurefu uhambo lusalute pambili ngoba iZEC ipumise ama constituencies angu 7 kuphela phakathi kwawo kuwina iZANU-PF ithole angu 6 MDC Alliance yatholwa eyodwa kuphela kodwa MDC Alliance ithi isalethemba lokubana hayi izayi overtake iZANU-PF inqobe. Kwanele mthwakazi iZEC izaqhubeka ngokuya kwesikhathi lamhlanje isethula impumela yokhetho ngokutsho kukamama uPriscilla Chigumba. That's it, Zimbabwe. Remember, we have another edition of the morning news at 6 a.m. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Tungamilinkomo. Good night.
Thank you.